and Phil.
So here we are. We're recording now. I wonder if I, if while we're recording, I did this shit. See, what I'm looking for, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to put up a new background, a new, I know you're looking at the beautiful rolling surf of the Space Coast of Florida. Let me see. I don't think it'll work. Nah, it's not. Anyway, welcome to our pre-show. This is Phil. We have the best of Erica Dorton part two today, thanks to Rory McLeod. Thank you very much, Rory, for curating that. Can't wait. The best of Erica Dorton, the headmistress at CK Corona Middle School. The other thing I wanted to mention, and we're very proud of this and very excited, is I believe, I'm pretty sure I've been cast in a play off-Broadway. Seriously.
Get out of here.
No, I mean, I swear to God. Off-Broadway play that's going to commence in the fall in New York City. And I have, what's the part? I can't tell you right now, okay? So, yeah, very proud of that. I don't want to get into all the specifics, okay? Because I wait for the producers to make the announcement. I'm not going to sit here and yammer on about it. I'll just say that I'm very happily, happily cast in this play. And it's the first time that I will have ever been, not the first time I've been in a play, but the first time I've been off fucking Broadway. Give me the fucking break, man. I've never done anything like that before. Well, it isn't on Broadway, Phil.
Yes, Phil, that's...
Okay, but I mean, for me, off-Broadway is good enough. Brian Dennehy, some of you guys may not remember him, but he was a prominent actor in the 80s and was in a lot of really cool movies. What was he in? Arthur. He was in Silverado. He, big, heavy set, sometimes played a bad guy, sometimes played a good guy. Terrific actor. And he said, and I'll never forget this, because this guy was a dedicated actor. He said, I thought when I was making, what was he saying? He said, I was making a couple of hundred bucks a week as an actor, and I was driving a cab. He said, I thought I was a success story. I mean, that to me, there's a guy that likes to be an actor. He said, I was driving a cab, and I was making maybe a couple of hundred bucks a week as an actor in New York, doing off-Broadway and stuff like that. And he said, and I felt I was a success. Now, I can't, I can't even get anywhere near a statement like that. That to me is just, that's a real artist there. I mean it. I'm not saying, you know, be a schmuck and work for nothing. I'm not saying that. I don't think he was saying that. But I am saying, if you could be happy just doing, you know, your work and you're not necessarily scoping in on how much bread you make, that's terrible. Yeah, it's terrible. It really is. No, I'm just kidding. Well, you're a better man than me. Let me put it that way. But I guess the reason I remember that is because to me that was like a pure New York actor right there. That was a guy that liked the craft of acting. So when you talk about acting, if you really want to be an actor, you know, and you think you're an actor, you think that this is a job you should have. For me, I don't know what the fuck else I know how to do. Radio's gone. I can do these podcasts. These are great, but... You know, what else? So I figure, well, acting is the next thing, the next logical thing for me to do. Let me turn this down. And to be a good actor, what is that? Is that the wind blowing on the microphone? You can hear that. I got a fan that's going. I can hear it on the microphone. Is to work on the stage. That's where you learn the craft. They say that... TV and movies is a director's medium, but the stage is an actor's medium. So that's where you really learn how to do it, you know. And when you look at all these, I remember I had an acting teacher said, you guys, all these British and Australian actors, they're getting all the jobs now. And he was right, because they all come from stage training, you know. Let me see, I had all kinds of shit happening here today. Okay, cool. I mean, I don't fucking know. What? Okay. Rehearsal begins. Okay, so got all this good shit, man. Yeah.